if you haven't loved it, or I should say, if the love of it was not in you. Now, I mean, I know that being righteous is a tall order for a man, but before we become righteous, God puts in us the love of righteousness to do what is right. You want to be right. You want to do right. He puts that in you, so you seek it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So you seek righteousness, you desire it. Well, some people think that just because they desired their whole life to save their skin, and because of that desire, they trusted in Christ for their salvation, but they did not love the truth. They did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved, because they don't know what the truth is. It's never been preached to them. The only truth they know is God loves you and he wants you to believe in him so he can save you. And while that is true in its essence, it is used so perversely that a little leaven leavens the whole. You add a little bit of leaven to the good flour, to the good meal, and it corrupts the whole thing. It makes the whole thing a leavened piece of bread. And as the apostle urged us, purge out the leaven. Let's get straight to the point. He will feed them and lead them to living fountains of waters. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and he will dwell among us. He will be our God, and we will be his sons. You cannot put too high a value on that, because we don't know. You think of the wonders of the universe and all the things that God has created. And I always thought that if there is a God, how could you not want to get close to that power? How could you not want to come to know that in the most intimate way, as a father to his son? You know, would you not want to know him? So, the next chapter, I actually include verse 1. Chapter 8 is a transitional verse between chapter 7 and chapter 8. He'd opened the seventh seal, and there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That is the seventh seal. It's opened, silence. But we will touch that verse. I mean, I just wanted to point out that, like, now that is really where the sixth seal kind of comes to an end. The sixth seal, remember, began with the showing of all the trouble. You know, they all hid themselves in the dens of the rocks that had fallen us and hided us from the face of him that sits on the throne, right? For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? And that day, when that wrath comes, before it comes, there will be a sealing. But through that time, there will be suffering in the earth, and the servants of God will also suffer. We're not going to suffer from God's wrath. A lot of people misunderstand this, and I guess I should point this out in closing. They are always afraid of the wrath of God. You know, they read in the tribulation the awful things that are going to happen. The sea is going to be turned to blood, the creatures in the sea are going to die, the fire is going to burn up the trees, right? The earthquake's going to shake the world, the world's going to be shaken. And then you read the vials of the wrath of God in chapter 16, and men are going to be hit with boils and sores. But I mean, it's very obvious. It says that these things are coming on the enemy. The men that worship the beast, and those that had received his mark, you know, those are the ones who are suffering those plagues, and they curse God. And also, you look at chapter 11, and we haven't gotten there yet, but I mean, the two witnesses, they're bringing plagues on the earth. They're plaguing the earth. We are a plague in the midst of all the plagues. And as far as, you know, people worry about hunger and, you know, should I set aside food? It's like, you know, when Elijah, the prophet, when he was hungry, what did God do? He sent him birds, and he sent him the widow woman. In the course of human history, because of the volatile nature of society over long periods of time, there are upheavals. It's wise to be ready for famines or troubles, or like, you know, what if electricity is off for a couple months and things like that? It does us well to consider those things, quite apart from the tribulation. Because if it was the tribulation, I would actually feel much safer, because I would feel this is not the everyday. Because, I mean, every day things happen. And I've had people say to me, why has God let this happen to me, this pain or this, that? And a lot of times it's us. We're just living life. And maybe we're doing things that cause us to be hurt. And then we look to God and we think, like, yeah, he should be just preserving us through everything. We shouldn't suffer anything from nature or whatever because we're his servants. But that's God, you know, it's like when Satan took Jesus on the pinnacle of the temple and he said, throw yourself down. I mean, why should the Son of God have to worry about gravity? I mean, he's the Son of God. He's, you know, he's going to fall to the earth. You know, of course, God would protect him, wouldn't he? But if Jesus had thrown himself off, you know, that's a sort of a question. You know, would he have been saved? Well, he didn't throw himself off, did he? Would he ever do it? Nah, no, he wouldn't do it because he knows, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We do not behave ourselves foolishly in the world because it'd be like tempting God. We shouldn't be foolish. We shouldn't do stupid things that endanger ourselves and endanger our families. So we should try to be wise, be circumspect, be frugal with money. It may not be the end times, but there could be bad times. You look back at World War II, you look at history, I mean, people went through some hard times, and man, there were some Christian folk there, and you can bet they were suffering and dying. You know, but God has given them the promise of resurrection. God has not given us the promise that we won't die, though he has promised it. That's the funny thing. He has promised you shall not die. That's why Christ called it sleep, because to God it's like a sleep. I'll wake you up again. He will get us up again. We will live in his sight.